your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
We are joined in the studio right now by Limerick City Sinn Féin TD, Maurice Quinlivan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Maurice.
Good morning to your listeners.
I've asked you this question a few times, over the last 12 months or so. So I'm going to ask you again, since you're sitting in front of me, are you standing for Sinn Féin as directly elected mayor of Limerick?
Well, it is my intention, having discussed it and thought about it for the last number of weeks, particularly that I would be putting my name forward for it to be the Sinn Féin candidate in the mayoral election, which is coming up in June. I've thought about it extensively. I've discussed it with my family and friends. And I think it's the right opportunity for me. But more importantly, I think I can be the right person to deliver for the people of Limerick. I think it's a new role. It's not to be confused with the existing mayors and the roles that they have. This is a role that we can develop. We can enhance it going forward. And I believe that I'm the right person to do that. I believe I'm the strongest candidate in the field. I believe I'm the person that's probably best known. And with the people's support, I believe that I can be the mayor of Limerick, but not just for myself. It's not that I don't consider that to be important, but the important bit is I believe that I genuinely can deliver the best for the people of Limerick and develop this role, enhance this role, and develop it into a type of a minister for Limerick. And that's why I've decided to put my name into the hat and to contest the election with the people's support.
Is there a formal process within Sinn Féin to ratify your candidacy?
Yeah, slightly different than normal local elections or whatever. So it would be the Ard Cóirde will decide, like we would do with a presidential election. So we have to put in a nomination into that or an expression of interest, and I've done that today.
And are you going to be, to the best of your knowledge, the only expression of interest for
Sinn Féin? As far as I know, yeah. As far as I know, I'm the only person. But, I mean, it's open to other people if they want to do that as well, party members or whatever, you know. And you can nominate yourself on this one because it is a unique situation. We haven't legislated for it in our constitution, which is what we do with other roles or whatever.
Will the process be quick then?
Yeah, I understand the Ard Cóirde will meet on Saturday. So hopefully we'll be approved on Saturday at the Ard Cóirde meeting. So
and we have seen other candidates having formal launches with party leaders. Will that happen in Limerick?
Yeah, look, whilst I made the decision very, very recently, I've been thinking about this for quite a number of months. So I have a lot of groundwork done. My manifesto is almost ready. My leaflets are ready. Posters will be, are at design stage. And we will have a launch going forward. Mary Lou McDonald is in town today. She'll be around with me today. And we will do a proper launch. And I understand that Michelle O'Neill will be coming to visit Limerick to support my campaign, and Mary Lou will be coming here on a number of occasions as well. We're going to treat this as a serious campaign. We want to win this, not just for me to be elected as the mayor, for that I can be elected into the new role, develop that role going forward, and make sure that, as I said earlier, that I would be considered as a minister for Limerick, and hopefully in a year or so we will have a Sinn Féin minister that I will be dealing with as elected mayor for Limerick, and dealing with a Sinn Féin minister in the housing department and delivering for Limerick on that.
You mean if that were to happen after a general election?
After a general election, which obviously people believe will happen sooner rather than later.
If you were elected to the position in Limerick, would you step down as Sinn Féin TD for Limerick?
Well, you'd have to do that, that would be the situation, and that's the commitment I'm making to the people of Limerick. And it was a huge decision for me to make, because I genuinely have been honoured and humbled with the people of Limerick who come out and voted for me in huge numbers over the last number of years. I've worked as hard as I can over the last number of years for those, but I am confident that we will have good replacements if I'm elected as the mayor of Limerick, which I hope I will. And the reason I want to be elected, as I said earlier, is to develop that role, to make that role. And I think I genuinely do believe the role, like as you well know, I would have had criticisms of the role as it exists, but I believe it can be developed, and that's where I'm coming from. But I believe that other cities will look at Limerick and say, God, we should have done that and we should have that. And I will be Minister for Limerick who's delivering for Limerick on the issues that are affecting people in Limerick, like which is the cost of living, housing crisis and the stuff a strategic look at that can deliver for people.
That would lead, of course, if it were to happen, to a by-election in Limerick City. And would you be confident that Sinn Féin would retain the seat?
Not necessarily a by-election, because if you look at it, it wouldn't need to be a by-election within 6 months or whatever. But there is going to be other... for instance, Fianna Fáil have a number of candidates going for the European elections, which will be held on the same day. A number of senators are going across the state as well. I don't believe the government would want all those by-elections to take place. So I believe, and I don't think there's anybody listening to this or anybody in Leinster House or anything who believes that this government is going to go full term. And nobody believes. I think everybody believes that the general election will probably happen before November, before that. So there will, there will not have to be a by-election, hopefully.
Okay, because...
But if there was a by-election, I believe we will have the candidates in place that would run that. But I genuinely don't think there would be a by-election.
And your point is, I mean...
There would be a general election first.
Even if there's, European elections, local elections, Simon Coveney there being speculated as possibly running for Europe, if he were elected, for example, that would create the necessity for a by-election. There are other examples around the country. There's your potential example. And you just feel that... Your view is that the government will not want to run a glut of by-elections, that they will go to the country.
Yeah, I think the government know they're not going to win a by-election anyway, so I think they don't want to have Sinn Féin and other parties winning all the by-elections and damaging more than they've damaged themselves. So I think there will be... I don't think there's anybody in Leinster House or in the political bubble who believes that this government is going to go full term. So I don't believe the issue of by-election will come up. But if it does come up, we will contest it. I'd rather we didn't, because there is an expense to that as well, but it is important that people are represented properly.
We're talking to Maurice Quinlivan, who is Sinn Féin Limerick City TD and has just confirmed that he will be effectively Sinn Féin's candidate in the upcoming election for directly elected mayor of Limerick. What about Sinn Féin councillors in Limerick? Will they be happy to hear that you're the candidate for directly elected mayor, or would some of them have wanted to put their hand up?
I met them all in the last couple of days. I've spoken to them all. They're all very, very happy that I'm contesting the election. I think, we work as a team together. It will benefit them, it'll benefit me. But I think, we have a good team of candidates going. I think we have 12 selected at the moment, and we'll probably end up with 13 or 14 going forward, which is the biggest slate of candidates we're running. I've been out knocking the doors since September or October. The response is quite good. As I said, I've spoken to, especially over the Easter weekend, you meet all Republicans over the Easter weekend, so I spoke to every one of them as best I could. I think there's one I missed at the moment, but I'll get out and get in touch with that person shortly. But all of them, they were very, very positive, and they were delighted that I was going to be the candidate.
Right.
I mean, in fairness, a lot of them had been pushing me to do it.
Had they? And if, for example, you were fortunate enough to be elected as directly elected mayor, do you believe among those councillors currently, or maybe those who may or may not be elected after the local elections, that there would be somebody suitable to stand for Sinn Féin in, for example, a general election in Limerick City?
Yeah, and it's not just stand. If I'm the elected mayor, obviously that creates a position, but Sinn Féin would be running two candidates in the city, and we still be running those two candidates. I believe we have a wealth of talent who have come into the party in the last year or so, and others who have been in the party for a long time, and I believe in that pool, existing councillors, existing candidates, and other people who are in the party. For some have joined recently enough, and some have been with us for years. I believe we definitely have enough candidates or enough talent pool there to run.
Right, because there was a view, maybe even within Sinn Féin, that you could have run more candidates around the country at the last general election. Do you believe that there's a genuine prospect in Limerick City of two Sinn Féin seats?
Yeah, that's what we're going to go for anyway. We're going to go for two in Limerick City and one in Limerick County. So hopefully, with the people's support, obviously, this is going to be the people's decision. Obviously, we never, ever take that for granted. We will be knocking on as many doors as we can and convincing people to vote for us as an alternative government to Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, have been there for 100 years and swapping between each other. And I think people, Micheál Martin says people don't want an election, but he's not talking to the people on the ground. Everyone I talk to wants a general election.
Now, you alluded to this a little bit earlier, Maurice Quinlivan. I mean, you have been a critic of the role of directly elected mayor of Limerick. It might surprise some people that you've put your hand up for it.
Yeah, and we, when the legislation went through the Dáil, I probably teased it out more than any other person. I put down a shed load of amendments, but I do believe the role that's there is there. So it's there. We have to deal with reality. I believe that I'm the person who can develop that role. I believe the person that can establish that role. And as I said, there will be a new government, whether it's a Sinn Féin led government, which I hope it will, in a year or so. And there's a review mechanism for the mayor under the legislation, and I believe a Sinn Féin government government will deliver for Limerick, and I believe the role will be enhanced, and I believe other cities will say, God, we should have actually done that ourselves.
Do you? Because, yeah. I mean, obviously the powers are not what was talked about in the run-up to the local referendum that the people ultimately passed.
And I'm on the record there, and that's why it was a tough decision for me to make, but I genuinely do believe that I'm the best person placed to do this. I believe I can enhance the role, I can develop the role. I've spoken to other people across, you know, who have been mayors, Sinn Féin mayors in the north. I've spoken to people who worked with directly elected mayors in the UK. There would be friends of mine who, you know, worked with Ken Livingstone's campaign, worked with City Ken's campaign, and their advice to me was, you can enhance the role yourself going forward. But I genuinely do believe that we can do that, and I genuinely believe that a Sinn Féin government or another government will deliver us extra powers. And people will realise that this is, you know, I don't want people, because we must remember, when the plebiscite took place in 2019, it wasn't passed unanimously by any measure. It was nearly 50-50. So we need to convince the people who didn't want it in the first place that this will be good for Limerick. And I genuinely believe, and that's why I'm making this decision to contest this election. I genuinely believe this will be good for Limerick, and I genuinely believe I'm the best person placed to deliver that for Limerick.
This is a vast constituency. I mean, Limerick City and County, and Live 95's Nigel Dugdale, who's done great work on this. And I should point out, by the way, and this will be useful for those of you considering the candidates, that there is a special page on the Live 95 website. If you go to the news menu, you will see it if you click through there, with lots of information on the directly elected mayor. He has estimated that we could be dealing with at least 25,000 first preferences to be in contention for the role.
Probably more than that even, you know. So you're looking at, if you looked at the turnout in 2019, it was about 62,000 people turned out and voted there. So you're looking at a quota probably of 32,000 people. So, you know, it's going to be tough for anybody to get elected. But then you are going to have a lot of candidates in the field. And as you said, Joe, Limerick is a massive area, and I will be standing up for everybody, whether you grew up in Ballysteen or Ballinanty, you know, South Hill, or, you know, wherever, whatever rural village you're from. I would be hoping to get to every single one of them in the next couple of weeks. I'm well known in the city, but I don't take that for granted either. I'll be talking to people as best I can. I believe that with people's support, I would be elected.
Now, Con Murray, who you would know, former chief executive of the local authority, spoke to us, and his interview is still available as a podcast, about the role. And one of the points that he strongly made was that the responsibilities and the expectations on the directly elected mayor over, let's say, the first 100 days of the role, that he feels they are, to put it mildly, onerous, and they put a massive challenge in front of whoever wins.
Yeah, I agree with Con's comments on that. I have listened to his podcast a number of times. You know, he was a good CEO. Like, you know, he knew what he was about. I got huge experience. I worked in the council with Con for, I think, 7 years. He was in the county, he was back in the city, and then when the councils merged in 2014, I was on there for 2 years before I was elected to Dáil. So I believe I have the experience to do that. You know, I've been on the council for 7 years. I've been in the Oireachtas now in the Dáil for 7 years, and in that I've had the role of party spokesperson, enterprise, workers' rights, and also I chair the enterprise committee. I'm very good at dealing with consensus, getting building. You know, I chair a committee which uniquely probably hasn't had a single vote in the four years I've chaired the committees, because I've been able to develop a consensus. I'd be well aware that it probably won't be a Sinn Féin dominated council, you know, but if I'm elected as the mayor, we'll work with everybody. And as I said, I'm not doing this for myself, I'm doing this for the people of Limerick.
So you talk about a minister for Limerick in your head.
Yeah.
But does it have the powers that a minister has, or anything close to
that? That's what you need to do. You're going to have somebody who will uniquely have the role that they will have been put into the role by the people of Limerick. It won't have been done, you know, secondary by councillors, which that could be debated out there. But you will have a person who has been specifically tasked to be the mayor of Limerick by the people of Limerick directly. That person then has a statutory right to meet the ministers on two occasions over the year. But I think, as I said, you know, there will be a general election shortly. I believe Sinn Féin will be in government after that. And I believe that if I'm the directly elected mayor, and you'll have the potential of a Sinn Féin mayor in Limerick dealing with a Sinn Féin minister in Dublin, and I believe we will deliver for Limerick. And there's a commitment from my own party to legislate. We have legislation ready to go as soon as we're in government to enhance the role of the mayor. And that would be based on a number of amendments we put down to give the mayor additional powers around transport, police, and land acquisition, waste collection.
Right. Sinn Féin is one of the parties who up to now hadn't declared before this morning publicly. There are some other parties who haven't declared yet. Do you expect that to happen quickly?
I think, you know, Joe, in fairness, you've been asking me this for a year at least or whatever. And the last time I spoke to you, I said we would be doing that ourselves after Easter, which is here we are as soon as we could after Easter. I think it's hard to know. Fine Gael technically don't have a candidate, so, you know, but you could argue that toss that they have one already. I would imagine it would be more candidates announced. You know, it's a unique role.
And you see it as, so far, a strong field of candidates?
No. I think I'm the strongest candidate in the field without being presumptuous on that. I think I'm the best known candidate in the field. I deal with people, I know I'm very identified with the city, but I would deal with people through my constituency office as I have done for the last 7 years, probably one or two people from the county every single day. So I would, over the last number of years, I would deal with a huge number of people.
Do you feel you're transfer friendly?
That has changed, and you will see the Sinn Féin candidates are transfer friendly. It depends who's coming behind us as well. Like, you know, it depends if we poll strongly enough. Transfers are going to be crucial to this.
You believe that, yeah? Yeah. It will be very important.
Transfers are going to be crucial to this. And if you look at any polls or stats that tell you there's a number of candidates that I hope will be behind me, would be very transfer friendly towards us. And then you have the dynamics of which will come in as party, and you'll have personality coming into it.
Okay. Well, listen, we are very aware on Limerick Today, on In the County, with my colleague Trevor Anderson. That's how synonymous he's become in my mind with that show. And also Live 95 News, that we need to and we will be covering this first and unique election for Limerick City and County. There'll be more debates involving you and others. But thank you for coming in this morning. And thank you for answering the question that I've been asking you for over a year, that you will be standing for Sinn Féin for directly elected mayor of Limerick. Maurice Quinlivan, TD for Limerick City. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.